Welcome to Repossible. Welcome to episode 2 of the Repossible podcast. This is your host, Bradley Charbonneau. And the title today is So You've Achieved Your Goal. Yay. Now what? So let's redefine goal. I don't need to change the word goal if you happen to like that word. Let's replace it with whatever you like. Success, lifestyle, fame, fortune, dream. Let me put it this way. Episode number 1 last week of the Repossible podcast, that's this one, the one you're listening to right now, by the way, wasn't really my goal. However, it was the catalyst to reach my goal because my goal is not perfection. My goal is practice. In fact, it's my goal with the podcast. It's my goal with you, dear listener. And it's my goal with most things. I want to continuously get better, keep learning, grow together with the wisdom of others, believe what I see and see what I believe, learn, thrive, succeed, fail, dream, wake up, live, laugh, love, and most of all, go from impossible to possible to repossible. But I don't want to do it once. I want to live it. I don't want to have one great day. I want to have endless glorious moments every single day. Not every moment is a highlight, but then they're highlighted by the ones that are not. Does that make sense? It's a mix of impossible and possible and shaking it up in a paper bag, ideally with some salt and maybe a little butter, and out comes Repossible. I know I'm vague. I make bizarre references to paper bags and butter, but I know what I'm talking about. It's an insatiable curiosity to thrive and feel the hairs on my neck go up when it happens. That's what I'm after. I'm going to read here a chapter from my book every single day that's titled Practice is Perfect, because that's what I want to do here on the podcast. I'm not striving for perfection. I'm striving for practice, because at least as I see it, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice is perfect. I suppose now that I've started this podcast, now that I finally have started something that I wanted to do for at least these past 2 years, now comes the even bigger question. Now what? Let's take my dear friend the marathon runner. One might think, well, he might even think that the marathon, or worse yet, some certain time goal for completing that marathon is his goal, or his perfect. I'm just going to blurt it out in hopes it might sink in through blunt simplicity. His practice is his perfection. When he is practicing, when he is running, he is perfect. He not only has already achieved his goal, he repeatedly achieves his goal. How often? Do you really have to ask? Every single day. This is even crazier, but he might achieve his perfect when he reaches that completion time. But then what? Has he reached perfection? Yay! Oh, but now what? Yeah, exactly. Now what? Could it be that reaching perfection could even be a bad thing? Marathon guy might then do what? He could then either keep going and strive for better finish times, be satisfied with his achievement and stay level, relish in the accomplishment and slow down or quit altogether, as he achieved his goal, so he's done and can move on. But what if his practice were his perfect? What if every single day, he achieved his goal? What if it weren't necessarily the goal in the most commonly used sense of the word, but it was just a habit, or running was just a part of who he had become? What if running were the goal? Running became just a part of what he does, who he is, and now he can build on top of that and become more because he is achieving his goal all of the time, and it's taking little or no effort, or decision-making power, or striving, or trying. He is building a solid foundation from which he can further excel. But we're not talking about speed or strength or even health or benefits. When has he reached perfection? When perfection is no longer his goal. The practice is his perfection. He has risen above the end goal and is to a point where it is not a question of whether or not he achieves some time or some physical shape or something that occurs now and again. The secret, if you've dared to read this chapter, is that he will then achieve those goals, this time, the health, or whatever it is he wanted, but they are just icing on the cake, and sure, he enjoys them, but his perfection is his practice. His wins and successes are par for the course. They are just side effects of his consistent perfection. Possible? Practice. Impossible? Perfection without practice. Repossible? Practice is perfect. This is Bradley Charbonneau, and that was excerpted from my book Every Single Day. See, you can tell I'm not reading anymore because I can't say things. But that's it. That's why I'm here. I'm here to practice perfection and make my practice my perfection. I just wanted to get started. That's what I wanted to do. That was my original goal. Now I am started, and now the question is, now what? But the answer is clear. The answer is go forth. Keep going. Keep getting better. Keep learning. Work together. And then, like we'll talk about next week, be together with others. Better together, because 1 + 1 is more than 2. It's been episode 2 of Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau.